But we are especially happy to welcome, for the first time on the Roadhouse, a musician by the name of Charlie Roth. Charlie has played up here several times in the past, but this is his first time on the Roadhouse. Charlie, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Welcome.
Nice to have you here.
Hey guys, yes.
Now, you mentioned that you're from the St. Cloud. By the way, you should know, Charlie, that now with your debut here on the Roadhouse, your career is going to take off.
Oh, like, yeah.
You can't imagine.
That's why I'm doing it. So I'm already starting to count the money, you know.
Don't start to spend it.
Big folk singer money.
There you go. And don't forget to see our agents as you leave, because you signed that commission contract. At any rate, you mentioned that you're kind of from the St. Cloud area.
Yeah, I'm living there now. I grew up along the South Dakota border, and I've actually lived in the St. Cloud area longer than I lived, you know, on the South Dakota border. But anyway.
Tell us a little bit about your musical background.
It started in church with my folks singing in the choir. We were all singers, you know. So I got a guitar when I was 12 and discovered John Prine, and you know, that was it.
Yeah. Even for those of us that aren't musicians, we discovered John Prine, and that was it.
Yeah. there you go. There's never been another one.
No, I don't think so. That's for sure. I also read, despite the fact that you're kind of from central Minnesota, and I have to assume our play pretty much, as a lot of musicians do, in this area, but you've got a new market, if you will, a new audience, and that is in Europe, in the Netherlands and in Ireland. How did that happen?
I sent the first 2 years ago, I sent off a record called Broken Ground that we and it got to all the DJs over there, and next thing you know, I'm you know, climbing up the charts, and
wow.
And I got a lot of spins all over the world, and it was like, why didn't I do this before? That was my fifth album.
Huh.
So this one came out, and they were all waiting for my next one, you know. That, not like anybody in the States is waiting for a next Charlie Roth album, but I have to do it. It's just, you know, it's part of what I do. And
so now when you said you sent it off, and I'm sure that you're, from the sounds of it, like most other singer-songwriters, musicians, you're not only singing and recording, but you're doing all the PR and...
Oh, yeah.
So you sent these to Europe?
I sent them to a guy named Rob Allen, who got me, he distributed to key people, and because it comes from Rob, then they open it.
So. Oh, I see.
And he was real crazy about the record, and it was a good record, and they're saying this one's better. We're at number 16, just... right now.
And then no kidding.
It just came in and had the Euro-Americana charts, yeah.
Has that led, or will it lead, do you think, to some tours over there?
I've done two.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, and then I'm going back in the spring. So, and it was like Holland this time, and then hopefully get back to Scotland, because a lot of this record came from... the Celtic influence
I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
And particularly Buck and I were talking about the name of your new CD, so we want to find out where that came from. But how about some music first?
Okay, sure. I'll give you the one of the cuts that they're liking a lot.
Is this off the new one?
This is off the new one. It's called Home to Me, and this is the South Dakota border song.
Charlie Roth.
Rusted Ferguson tractor, dilapidated shed. Roots have busted out the concrete in the old corn crib. Over the border, ghosts of the once mighty plains tribe. Ride painted ponies on the sunset sky. The homestead house now stands in a field of soybeans. Ain't seen a coat of paint since 1963. There's a hidden door in the floor where Grandma still used to be. Still, feels like home to me. Even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. It still feels like home to me. Even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. It still feels like home to me. In the spring you got nothing but miles of dirt clods, plain as the people that cut it from the sod. Yeah, plains people smile and wave from their car. They're just plain friendly, that's what they are. And the farmer watches his field with old weathered eyes. On the horizon a hunting hawk flies, winging a prayer for rain on a new planet seed. He's got a wife and a family to feed. And even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. It still feels like home to me. Even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. It still feels like home to me. Now listen up, people, 'cause you know when I die, I want an old-time jug band playing Don't Want No One to Cry. And you can set my ashes on that West Prairie wind, blowing across that South Dakota borderline. Yes, you can set my ashes on that West Prairie wind, blowing across that South Dakota borderline. Even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. It still feels like home to me. Even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. Still feels like home to me. Even though I'm gone, it still feels like home. It still feels like home. Even though I've been gone, it still feels like home. Still feels like home to me.
What a great song.
Thank you.
What a great song. That's really good, Charlie.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, very good.
I love those songs that kind of bring out the emotion in a scene like that.
Yep.
It's just really touching.
Very, very, really envision. Okay. And then we should also, this I think is a first for the Roadhouse, for their live musical guests. If anybody was wondering what that kind of the tapping, the keeping the beat, that's Charlie's foot. The first time we've ever mic'd a foot, Charlie.
Yeah. Well, I just was on the NPR, and I set up my stomp box. When I play live, I'll have a stomp box, and I got that from Ray Bonneville and Chris Smither and those guys. I saw them doing it, and I decided to try it.
Now, what's a stomp box?
Well, it's basically utilizing your feet as percussion.
Oh, okay. You know?
And there's several ways. There's stuff on the market you can buy to do it. Most people just build their own.
Wow.
I've got a microphone and a little box that I got a tambourine on my other foot, you know, with a little castanet loaded up. So you don't use it on everything, but the trick is to know when not to use it.
Well, that was great. And you mentioned that you have played up here. I think last November you were went up here playing at the Harbor Light.
I was at the Harbor Light and the gales of November. And like just what the waves are crashing on the lighthouse. It was beautiful.
But now this time you're up just on vacation.
I'm up here with my wife and we're just getting away for, you know.
That's great.
We've been working real hard all summer, both of us.
Now, when were you on NPR?
About a couple weeks ago.
Was that on
Radio Heartland?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Mike Pengra. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a musician too. We'll see him at the Rock Bend Folk Festival down in St. Peter. He'll be playing there. I think Chris Smither is on that, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
This is the St. Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do quite a few of those. For some reason, we're getting an echo, so maybe if Jeff is listening, he could come back in here. But do you do quite a few folk festivals? Or
I try to, yeah. I try to, you know, as many as I can.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm trying to break into this big folk singer money that I've heard all about, you know. And normally I play people's barbecues and stuff, and they pay me a lot more than what folk singers
are making. Yeah.
So, but I have not had a regular day job since 1981.
Really?
Or not.
So you make your living?
I do, and I was
singing.
Yeah.
And writing. Is it all your stuff? Well,
no, no, it isn't. I think the reason that I started writing my own songs eventually, but it's just I've always had and I still learn about two or three songs a week. You know, I just love, you know, if I hear a good song, I'll learn it.
Sure, sure, play it.
If I hear something that I think people dance to, it used to be like more like trying to make them dance, but now it's more, I like to make them listen.
Sit still and listen.
Yeah. I'm a lyric guy.
Well, what can you make us listen to now?
Well, I'm going to play you one, a classic that I recorded. This is like the second song on the record. I'm going to play all three, if I get three. This is a wild mountain time. Are sweetly blooming on the wild mountain goes around the blooming heather. Will he go as he go, and we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time from among the blooming heather. Will he go as he go? I will build my love a bower near yon clear crystal fountain, and upon it I'll all the wildflowers of the mountain. Will he go, as he go? True love would be gone, I would surely find no other. Poor wild mountain from around the blooming heather. Will he go as he go, and we'll all go together mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will he go as he go? Will he go as he go? Will he go as he go?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Beautiful tunes.
It sure is. Sure was. I mentioned that I wanted to talk a little bit about your most recent CD, and the title of that is Tartan Cactus Heart. Now, those are three words, Charlie, that you don't, you don't often see together.
Well, the you know, I'm in two bands, and one of them is a band called Ring of Kerry, which is a show band out of St. Cloud, and they've been around a long time, and I joined them as their guitarist 3 years ago, and my playing started to take on this Celtic thing. And then I went over to Scotland, and I played that song at a festival called the Tartan Heart Festival. I was so overcome with the beauty of Scotland, I had to learn this. That's their song, you know.
Uh huh.
And I think I'm not trying to be that Celtic on that one. The band rejected it, actually. You know. So I said, I'm going to record it anyway. But those guys are great, and they played on it, you know. But then I go to Texas, and that's my other thing, Texas and Scotland. So I'm on Mecca's. But I'm also in a band called the Honky Tonk Healers, which we do to all Buck Owens, and so there's some straight up honky tonk, and there's some, you know, Celtic music, and you know, just I don't know. I've never been able to figure out what I am really. So
the word genre probably doesn't come up.
It doesn't apply to me. I'd like to think it's all just Charlie music,
Charlie Ross music.
Yeah.
You said when your music started to take on that Celtic flavor, was that a conscious decision or just?
Well, partly because, you know, I had joined them as a guitarist, and they required me to do a good job and know what I was doing, and I learned some rhythms. Mm. The Boron player and I were basically, we have no bass player. And in fact, he's the Boron, and so I learned a lot. That was in drop D, so I learned to be kind of my own bass player too. But that was because I went solo too, and I stomp on a box, and my guitar playing, actually, I had to become my own bass player.
Sure. Where can people find out more about your music? Have you got a website?
Yes, charlierothmusic.com.
Very good. That's Charlie, R-O-T-H, Charlie, yeah. Roth Music.
C-H-A-R-L-I-E-R-O-T-H.
Can you, and what about in the near future? Whereabouts are you playing that people might, are you coming back up here to play in the
I'm hoping, yeah, 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 I hope to sometime. I've been on, like I say, over the Rockman Folk Festival, but that's clean down in St. Peter, but I'll be around. You know, actually, Facebook is the best way to find out.
Okay.
My Facebook page. It'd
be great to have Charlie at our festival here, WTIP Festival.
Radio Waves.
Hey, exactly. I like that idea.
Happens in September. Maybe next September.
I'll have my people get in touch with your
we'll
people.
Have our people get... Well, you're looking at our people.
You're looking at... You know, one guy.
So you'll have your person get a hold of our people.
Yes, yeah. Right. Do lunch.
We got time for one more.
Yeah, you got time for? Can
sure.
you do one
I'm
more for
do,
us?
This is a. This is. I'm gonna do. I'm not using my harmonica rack this time. It's just odd, but this is a song called Baltic Avenue that I wrote, and it has some trumpet in it. Trumpet.
At a house next to community chest, a purple yard, it was our little love nest. Mediterranean neighbors and an income tax view just past gold on Baltic Avenue. I lost my job when they shut down the short line road. No brakeman's income to declare anymore. Go directly to jail, a chance card ready.
by the way, your mortgage is due on Baltic Avenue.
They took the whole American pie, left not a crumb for the rest to survive. Our race has been run, our neighbors got the same time to clear the board and start a brand new game. Them boardwalk bullies in their Park Place pawn put up a hotel in what was my lawn. They got Marvin Gardens and the waterworks too. Now we're all screwed on Baltic Avenue. We're sleeping in free parking in a broken down car. Might bed down in the Reading Railroad yard. Distant vision of an American dream we all once knew on Baltic Avenue. They took the whole American pie, left not a crumb for the rest to survive. Our race has been run, our neighbors got the same time to clear the board. Start a brand new game.
Charlie Roth here on the road. How long ago did you write that song?
Oh, about a year now.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, it is very topical.
Yes.
Very topical. Yeah. Charlie, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for interrupting your vacation to share with us your music.
It's just
been great.
My wife understands.
It's just been great.
I love the trumpet in that last one.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part.
Next time you come back, please let us know ahead of time. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Thank
Absolutely.
You for having us.
That'd be great. Charlie Roth.
And don't forget our festival.
Yeah, don't be in touch about that.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Sounds good. Charlie Roth here at the Roadhouse. Thanks.